Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, John.
Hey, before we get to the new movies that are coming out, let me ask you a question. There was so much controversy about the Joker when it came out, or Joker, not the Joker, Joker when it came out. And it doesn't seem to have had any impact on that movie whatsoever. It's second week, and it's still holding on to the number one spot. Was that just a lot of hype, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think people were honestly concerned, John, about the ramifications of a violent film and some of the things that have happened over the years, in particular at movie theaters. So, I mean, there's a legitimate cause and concern when a movie like this, I guess, comes out. But what the impact that it did have was it gave it a lot of publicity.
Yes.
A lot of people went to see it, and it's doing really well at the box office. And it kind of holds true that, I guess, as far as movies are concerned, you know, any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, well, I'd be interested to hear what families have to say about our first movie this week that is coming out, a major release from Disney, Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. Even the trailer sounds scary. John, even though it's from Disney, I get the feeling this may not be for the little kids.
You know, it's funny, John, but it's rated PG. So there's kind of an interesting situation regarding this movie. Now, let's go back to 2014 when Maleficent first came out, and Angelina Jolie. And I remember clearly at that time, we knew that it was a fairy tale, but we really didn't know how Disney was going to approach this thing, because with Angelina Jolie in the lead, she was, you know, she's actually, with her makeup and everything, really scary to look at.
Yeah.
And it did so well. I mean, the movie did almost $250 million domestically and over $500 million in the foreign market, bringing in almost $750 million. So you knew they were going to make another one of these. But in this one, you have Angelina Jolie back as Maleficent, and you have Michelle Pfeiffer. Now, she's new to this, and she's Queen Ingrid. So what we have in this one is Elle Fanning, who plays Princess Aurora, who's the goddaughter now of Angelina mm-hmm. Jolie's character. Princess Aurora meets Prince Philip, and Prince Philip has some parents. Now, he's on the outside, it looks like kind of good versus evil, light versus dark, but it's not always as it seems. And what we find in this movie that I found very interesting was that Prince Aurora, she kind of takes sides, and she gets her eyes open to really, you know, who has her best interest in heart. And I tell you what, Michelle Pfeiffer is really good in this movie too, as someone who on the outside looks like probably going to be the good queen, but it doesn't always turn out that way, John.
Well, and it's interesting too, because Angelina Jolie is becoming to this generation, if you will, what the witch was in The Wizard of Oz to the baby boomer generation.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's the way, and just the way she looks. I mean, she's so pretty to begin with, and with her cheekbones and her just those lips and her beautiful eyes. When they put it together with this kind of creepy, I mean, this is perfect for Halloween. this sort of makeup and the get-up, it's so good the way they do it. And visually, John, this movie is, again, it's a stunning movie to watch. You know, it's pure Disney. It's a beautiful movie to watch, but it's kind of scary. And I'm curious, as you are as well, what families are going to do. I know it's going to do really well.
Well, speaking of Halloween, the other big movie releasing this week, talk about makeup, Zombieland 2. This one sounds like, well, it sounds like a Halloween movie.
Yeah, it sure does. And we remember Zombieland. Here's another movie that came out years ago. Now, this one is back all the way back in 2009, and domestically it only did about $75 million, which is good. But the thing about this movie, John, is that it became more popular as almost cult-like. It became popular as the next couple years rolled on television and cable and different outlets. So Zombieland 2, it has the same characters. It's Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, and Abigail Breslin. And they're that snarky family. If we remember that first one, they got together, and it's funny. And it's the same way. The chemistry is definitely there. But they've added some new characters, and the new characters, it puts together a pretty hilarious story. And it's all the things that we enjoyed on that first Zombieland. And I have to go back to the chemistry. That chemistry is really what made it. You smile through this movie. Just not to give too much away, but the family itself, this group is traveling across the country. And as you heard in the clip, there's new zombies, and they've got different skills. And they go visit some places like the White House and like some places in the Midwest that are just funny. And they use, some social satire, and it's just a really good movie. And I look for this movie to do a little bit better in the box office than it did the last time around, and again to be a cult favorite in a few years.
Zombieland 2. John Mowat, Mowat on Movies. John, appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.
Top five at the box office. At number five is Downton Abbey. Abominable is at number four. Gemini Man with Will Smith is three. The Addams Family at two. And the aforementioned Joker remains number one at the box office.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.